This is program number LW2098. Well, you know, some things are just flat worthless. Hi, this is Larry West. No, I'm not talking about that cheap aftershave you got as a gift. It may be worthless, all right, and you might have already thrown it out, but I'm talking about something else. I'm thinking about one thing in particular. It's worthless. Yet, you know, it's valuable. In fact, it's priceless. You might have heard of the famous Lawrence of Arabia. It's said that on one of Lawrence's trips across the desert, he had in his party a man named Jasmine. Well, Jasmine was a Bedouin. He was a lazy, shiftless skunk, and as the Arabs said, he wasn't worth half a crown. Well, on a certain trip they made, a sandstorm arose, and the storm was so great that the members of this desert party couldn't even see one another out there. And in just a few minutes, everyone had lost each other. They spent the rest of the day looking for one another. Finally, they all got back together long after the sun had gone down. Tired, dirty, frustrated, they prepared to make camp. Well, they began to count heads to see if everyone was there. Jasmine was missing. Where's Jasmine? They looked everywhere, all over the camp, but Jasmine couldn't be found. Without a word, Lawrence did something, well, astonishing. He led his camel back into the storm, looking for Jasmine, the Bedouin, that man not worth half a crown. He looked all night for him. Finally, he found him. And when he did, he put Jasmine on his camel and brought him back to camp. When he and Jasmine returned, dawn was breaking and the rest of the Arabs woke up to find Jasmine alive and well. From that day forward, then, something strange happened. The Arabs treated Jasmine with respect. There was even a great change in Jasmine. No longer was he a worthless good-for-nothing. You know why? Well, if Lawrence could go to so much trouble to save him, then he must be worth something. You know, you and I, in a very real sense, are just like Jasmine. Here's what I mean. You and I have made mistakes in our lives. You know that. Mistakes that we cannot ignore. And when I say mistakes, I'm talking about those things that we know we've done that are, well, that are immoral. I mean, even right down to telling a lie. A lie is immoral. And believe it or not, when we break this moral code of ethics, that's what it is that we live under, we are in fact attacking the one behind it all. And that's God. Well, you might be thinking I've gone a little too far now because, I mean, after all, is there a real God after all? Maybe that's what you're asking. Well, I'd like to challenge you. Look out that window. Who made that color? Who made that tree? Who made that snowflake, that blade of grass? Who made the first one of anything that you see? I mean, the very first one. That question cannot be answered without God. I find it interesting. Why do we find it much easier to believe that a watch had a watchmaker than it is for us to believe that a world had a world maker? God does exist, and He is the one who has given us this moral law that we live under. You see, God has given to us a universal moral code of ethics. And if we break that moral code, which includes lying, stealing, sleeping around, things like that, when we break God's law, then you and I stand under a heavy penalty. The Bible says the penalty is eternal torture. That makes every one of us like Jasmine, really, not really worth half a crown. I mean, in fact, it'd be better if you and I had never been born. If our destiny is to face an eternity of suffering, you and I are worthless. Yet that's what makes the Bible so exciting. Even though we've blown it, God says we're priceless. That's why God gave His only Son to die for us. Why would He do that if He didn't think that we're worth something? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I'm sure glad God cares. Aren't you? I've written a pamphlet called How Would You Like to Be Problem Free? How about that one? How Would You Like to Be Problem Free? It's yours for the asking. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.